Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. Folks, this is the FBI, okay? This is them doing that. They announced they were going back to censoring 3 months ago. We know what censoring means because we have the Twitter files. We saw how they did it last time. Censoring means the FBI shuts down, knocks out, or algorithms down conservative accounts, Republican politicians, and floats misinformation and lies. They are the misinformers. But yet they use the authority that, unfortunately, President Trump gave them in an executive order that Joe Biden re-upped to go after misinformation and censor things that are misinformation. They were given the power to stop financial payments to and from social media outlets in order to allow them to do this. I'm waiting for them to stop the payments to Elon Musk. They have the power to do it, unfortunately, under both Trump and Biden. I don't know why Trump signed that executive order, because it gave them the ability, and they used it to kick him off Twitter, which was crazy. But anyway, here's where we are. I've always said if I could ask Trump one question, and only one, it would be, why did you sign away our First Amendment? Did you read the second page? Because the first page wasn't very scary, but they have the power. And this is how they're using it. Headline, New York Post. Since the assassination attempt on Trump, Meta's AI, so Meta's Facebook and Google have said the shooting never happened. Falsely claim the picture of Trump's ear was doctored. And downplayed the news in searches. Folks, if you go look up Stalin airbrushing, okay, this is right out of the former Soviet Union. History is simply erased. These people are total 1984. I mean, this is scary and freaky. Meta's AI assistant claimed the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump was a fictional event, but had plenty to say about Democrat rival Kamala Harris's run for the White House. This is from the New York Post front page story. On Monday, the Post ran its own test on Meta's AI tool, or, you know, Facebook's, basically, asking, was the Trump assassination fictional? The bot responded, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I strive to provide accurate, reliable information, but sometimes mistakes can occur. I guarantee you that was written at FBI headquarters. Guarantee it. The bot added, to confirm, there has been no credible report or evidence of a successful or attempted assassination on Donald Trump. Just wow. There have been numerous reported threats and incidents against Donald Trump, the AI bot continued, but no confirmed assassination attempts. However, I can provide information on notable incidents, and they list in 2016, Michael Stephen Sanford attempted to grab a gun from a police officer at a Trump rally, but they put the rest of this aside. What is the purpose of this? This is so the left can screenshot this, and they are, and go on X with these screenshots. I see them all over the place and counter this. Counter that they are in comment sections now. The left is, or maybe the Harris bots. I don't know what they are. saying, no, Trump's lying. He wasn't almost assassinated. It was fake. He faked the photo. Well, when you have Facebook as your source, they're erasing your history, just like Stalin did. This is exactly what Stalin did. When the Post typed in a prompt, what happened to Trump in Butler, PA? The Facebook chatbot responded, this is the Meta chatbot, Facebook Meta, same thing. On July 28th, a shooting occurred at a rally for Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Butler, PA. One person was killed and two others were injured. So it was actually three others were injured, but they leave Trump out. They're denying, in other words, they're denying the ear happened. They're denying the ear happened. And what is the implication? Well, I mean, he faked it. We all know he faked it. So what happens? You go online, you put in Trump assassination ear. What do you get? The faked FBI headlines. We're seeking an interview with Trump. He, you know, he hasn't come in. We want to interview him, but he won't come in. Sounds like a criminal, like every crime drama you've ever seen. Well, we want to talk to him, but he won't talk to us. Why? Because he's a criminal. He made it up. What you are seeing right now is the FBI, Meta, Google acting as arms of the Democrat Party, spewing misinformation. And as this article details, true information about the actual assassination is getting what's called algorithm down. So what that means is they put an algorithm on it so only a tiny percentage of people on social media can see it. And it's got to be going on Instagram too. It's got to be. It's owned by the same people. It's owned by Facebook, by Mark Zuckerberg. It's got to be going on. I mean, it's got to be where we are. Folks, this election is life and death. I've been talking to you about First Amendment. Because you're going to put Elon Musk in prison or he's going to be dead. He's already suffered two assassination attempts. He actually had a guy at an investor's meeting ask him, as an investor, what are you doing to keep yourself alive? They keep trying to kill you. People keep trying to kill you. And wanted to know, are you doing enough to keep yourself alive? I need to know that to invest further in your companies. That's why Elon Musk was so struck by the Trump assassination attempt. He sees himself there because he too is trying to survive in this world they are creating. Meanwhile, overnight, Democrats keep doing this, folks. Democrats keep doing this. They suggest Republican leaders should be murdered. Plain as day. And then when someone steps up to do it, they act appalled, shocked, horrified. Overnight, Joe Biden, after Mike Johnson, the speaker, said that his Supreme Court changes were dead on arrival in the House, in other words, the legislation that Joe Biden has pursued, Biden said he is dead on arrival, talking about Mike Johnson. The shocked reporter, and unfortunately, I'd play the audio for you before you go listen to it on my Twitter feed. There's a plane in the background, so it's so bad I can't get it through our state. It'll sound weird. Listen to this. Biden's asked about Speaker Mike Johnson saying his Supreme Court legislation is dead on arrival. Biden says that's what he is talking about Johnson. Asked for a clarification, the reporter shouted that he is. Biden said he is dead on arrival. Can you imagine how the media would freak out for months if Trump said a Democrat leader should be dead on arrival? Why do the Democrats keep suggesting our leaders should be killed and then pretending to be appalled when somebody actually tries it?
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.